Everybody, and welcome to the press. It's our final show of the week. We're going to set our cards for Travelers Championship, KPMG Women's PGA, BMW International Open, put it all together for you. What we're going to do this week for the big tournaments that we've got. We do have another event this week, the Dick's Sporting Goods Open on the PGA Tour Champions at Endicott. I'll touch on that for a quick second because there are a couple of kind of horse for course plays maybe you're interested in, but generally speaking, I'm going to stay away from the PGA Tour Champions this week. There's also a Korn Ferry Tour event. I know there are a lot of people, well, not lots of people, but there are some people, let's say, who like to bet on the Korn Ferry Tour. I'm going to keep that to the side right now, and my main reason for that is it seems like the PGA Tour U strategy is working. They've got players who have come out and won immediately after turning pro from college, between Fred Biondi and, I'm not that fluent on the Korn Ferry Tour, PGA Tour U guys at this point, but the guys that have come out, including Ludvig Åberg, who's now on the PGA Tour because he finished number one in the ranking, they've been playing well. So I'm not entirely convinced that they're not just going to run roughshod out of the gate. And I don't know how I feel about that yet. So I'm just going to stay away. I'll observe for a little bit longer and then maybe get involved in a few weeks' time. Let's talk Travelers. The lines have moved a little bit in the last couple of days. And there's still this offer out there from DraftKings to add plus 300 to any golfer to win this week, and I think that makes some guys at the top of the board fairly attractive. Scottie Scheffler is 6.5 to 1. That makes him 9.5 to 1. That makes him an attractive play. But I think you have even more attraction now on Patrick Cantlay and Rory McIlroy. They are both 12 to 1. McIlroy seems to have come down a little bit. I thought he was closer to, or Cantlay was closer to 10 at least. So there's been some movement the other way. Well, now if you're going to get 15 to 1 on each of them, I think you can convince me to bet them at DraftKings. There's going to be a lot of, I think, folks on Xander Schauffele this week to try to defend. It's tough to do. It's really hard to do. He's playing good golf, but I would rather look toward Colin Morikawa in that range. Tommy Fleetwood's 35 to 1, along with Tom Kim. I thought Fleetwood was closer to 28 a few days. Now he's 30. You know, I think I'm going to hammer Tommy Fleetwood today and Tom Kim. Siwoo Kim makes sense to me, but I think I would rather go with Matt Fitzpatrick, 40/43 to 1. Jason Day, I think, is worth a play if you want to have a kind of bigger card this week. Obviously, he didn't play his best golf at the Open, but generally speaking, has been playing very well this year. Already won. Has shown out on this golf course historically. If you want to not take him and you want to go to Brian Harman instead at 60/63 to 1, I think that makes some sense. Harris English feels like a play here. Good course history. Has had the goods here. Same number as Denny McCarthy. I think both those guys at 65 make sense. I think Minwoo makes sense because I think he can just dominate this golf course without a driver in his hand. But I do want to point out three guys that I think I've pointed out a couple times this week, and I will continue to point them out because I think they are mispriced in terms of their potential win value. They are properly priced relative to the field. Ludvig Åberg, 100 to 1. I'm going to have a ticket on him. I have a ticket on Aaron Rye at 130 to 1. He's 110 to 1. He makes a whole lot of sense given the way that he's played recently, given that his struggles are off the tee. Well, that doesn't really come into play here as much in terms of strokes gained off the tee. A relative lack of length is not a problem here. I think he fares up very well. Steven Yeager, 130 to 1, probably have his best year. You missed the boat on Mark Hubbard, who's also 130 to 1. If you have him at a better price, awesome. I still consider him at 130 to 1. I think he's probably more in the 150 to 180 range, but hey, at that point, you're just taking what you've been given, and I can completely understand wanting to still bet him at this number if you like what he's done and what he has done recently. Eric Cole, 150 to 1, I think is worth a look at least. Same with Lee Hodges. I'm not going to have them, but they're worth a look. I've been able to easily convince myself of a lot of longer shots here this week. Kurt Kitayama, I saw at 250 to 1, so someone put some money on him. He's now 200 to 1. Chez Reavie's 200 to 1. Again, I think worth a consideration of a small sprinkle. Not necessarily, you know, like, this is so mispriced, I've got to have a good ticket on. No. And then Davis Riley sits there at 250 to 1, who has the approach play game down very well, but everything else is in total shambles. And that's why he's priced the way that he is. If he can just figure that out for 1 week, he's going to be a guy you want to bet. But I would rather look at him won a top 10 bet at 16-1. I think if he just straightens things out, that's probably the most likely outcome is a top 10. That's the best outcome, top 10 finish. So I think that's kind of where I'm going to hold off at that kind of 250 figure. I think you can make some cases for some guys that are a little bit deeper than that. Some people are going to like Ben Martin, for example, has been playing well this year. I think some people are going to try to find a reason like Davis Thompson, for example. Michael Thor Bjornsson, I'm going to mess that up for the rest of my life, is 500-1. I don't think he's going to win, but I think some people might have a couple of very small tickets on him. And I think I've seen a number of people, at least two, in golf betting Twitter say they have Doc Redman at 600-1. I think that's an affliction. I would not bet Doc Redman at 600-1. I just don't think it's there. He did start out pretty well at the Canadian Open, but I just don't see what they see in Doc Redman. Now, I also felt the same way about Wyndham Clark for a while, and I was like, wait, he's here. It's good. Okay, let's bet on him. So you might have to be patient. This may not be the time, but you may want to keep monitoring what he's doing, because in a few weeks, we may turn around and go, well, the signs were there, but you just kind of got to let him add up a little bit, in my opinion. I don't think we're there to start considering that quite yet. We talked about some 20s yesterday and some top 40s. Maybe you're into those kinds of bets. I'm not personally, but you start getting plus money at Aaron Rye. So I think Aaron Rye is going to play well. I think Steven Yeager is going to play well. I think Ludvig Åberg is going to play well. I think those guys can easily finish in the top 40 this week. Mark Hubbard, same thing. Eric Cole, that kind of like right in that 100 to 150 range. I think those are guys are worth a look. Bo Hostler, plus 140, has some top 15 finishes in this tournament, has showed it at a couple different points this year. He's worth at least a top 40, maybe a top 20. Maybe you go and take the gamble there. Some first round leader plays. We have not talked about these in recent weeks, but if you want to look at, and they have really expanded the arsenal here, top 5, top 10 after round 1. They have not historically done that, but I have seen that at other books like BetMGM and other places. So good for DraftKings to kind of get on board with that. But some guys to think about: Xander Schauffele starts well in this golf tournament. I think Tom Kim could get off to a hot start. Rory McIlroy has played well in the first round here historically. He's 28-1. Very much worth, I think, a bet to lead after the first round. Certainly worth a bet to be in the top 10 after the first round. He doesn't have the ideal morning wave. Nevertheless, I still think he can light up this golf course. I think Minwoo Lee is worth a look at 65-1. I think he might just go out here and try to blitz the place. I think Ludvig Åberg is worth it at 90-1. I think he could go out here and try and blitz this golf course. He's so young and very powerful, and I don't think he's developed the mindset yet of just not going after every pin kind of thing. I think that makes him a potentially compelling figure here. And then I'll look at maybe Kurt Kitayama as well at 110-1, just because he's kind of an all-or-nothing guy. So if he's an all-or-nothing guy, I'm compelled to look at him. And then Harris English at 70-1, I think is worth a look too for first-round leader. Let's move over to the Women's PGA Championship. It's at Baltusrol Lower this week in Springfield, New Jersey. It looks like things are taking shape pretty well there. I think you're going to really enjoy the venue. It is another Gil Hanse special. He did the historic renovation there. A couple holes are different. One, I believe, is totally new compared to when we last saw this at the 2016 PGA Championship. Really, a lot of the changes are designed to go back to the way the course looked 100 years ago in terms of modern bunker placement. Yes, but the bunkers look and feel the same as they would have, just maybe placed to where the modern golfer hits the ball. The lines are wider. The mowing lines are wider. The greens are significantly different in size in many places, recaptured and bigger. So there's a lot to work with here, but this is a meaty golf course. You're going to need to be able to hit the ball with some length, with a little bit of power. I don't think this is just a bunter's kind of course. So I think you got to keep that in mind this week. I think Leona Maguire is probably someone a lot of people are going to bet at 20-1. I think that's frankly too short. I mean, she's playing great golf, but I think it's too short. But if you want to bet it, I can absolutely sanction it. I think you start with Minji Lee at 28-1. Ayaka Faru has been in the top four a bunch recently, thanks to the LPGA for tweeting that. She's just kind of a player I know about, but I tend to not think about betting-wise. Could be a very interesting figure here at 30-1. Ashley Buhai at 35-1 makes a whole lot of sense to me. Been playing great golf overall. I think there's going to be some tendency toward Brooke Henderson because she's a longer hitter, and this is a golf course that I think favors that. Jennifer Kupcho is sneaky long, though, and 45-1 and playing really good golf. I think she's probably your better look here. Maja Stark, 60-1, makes a whole lot of sense to me as well. I'd love to tell you to bet Lexi Thompson, but I have no idea where her head is at or where her game is, so I'm just going to stay away from her. But I will say to bet Aria Jatanyagarn at 80-1. She's very much been an all-or-nothing player this year. She's either in the top 15 or 10 in a start, or she misses the cut horribly. It's one or the other, but recently has had some good finishes, some close ones, and did really well last week in a venue in Michigan where she has fared well in the past. Maybe that's a good indication here that she's kind of back where she needs to be. I think there may be some value, just a little bit, in Gabby Lopez at 130-1, but I again will underscore Emily Christine Peterson, if you're looking on your betting sheets, 150-1. Patty Tabatanikit, I thought was starting to turn the corner. She's 150-1, but it feels like she isn't now at this moment. So I'm going to say no thank you, stay away. But her length should be a huge asset. But if you look at what she's done recently, missed cut in Michigan, missed cut at Jersey City, missed cut at the Founders Cup, 64th of the JM Eagle LA Championship. So the possibility is there, but what she that corner I thought she was turning, particularly around the March, April time frame, is just, it's not there. So no, unfortunately. So I think your better replacement is Emily Peterson, who's had, I think, a pretty decent year, but has always kind of struggled a little bit on the LPGA. She was T20 last week, T39 at the ShopRite in Atlantic City, T17 at Jersey City, in the LA Championship, missed the cut, and then the Chevron missed the cut as well. So current form, pretty decent, but has always kind of struggled to build up as a player on the LPGA. Now I want to get into the BMW International Open. There's been quite a bit of movement on this board here, but not huge swings. I think this week your best play is really looking toward the top. I mean, Pablo Larrazabal opened at like 35-1. If you got that good, you missed it now. It's 22-1 because he was really significantly mispriced and the market hammered it. Yannick Paul, 25-1, I think is absolutely worth a look. I think some people will probably hit up Romain Langosque. Nicholas Norgaard's playing well. Played well at the Scandinavian Mixed, which I think is worth a look there at 40-1. Ewan Ferguson, I am interested in at 50-1. Frederick Lacroix has been bet up a substantial amount, and I think with good reason. So hopefully you got him at 80-1. He's 65-1. Still probably worth a look. Again, you kind of take him what the market gives you. And Jazz Jane Watanabe at 75-1, I think is worth a look to me this week. He continues to hit the ball very well. He's going to have to find a way to putt, make some putts, to do anything, any significant damage here. And then I think I mentioned him a couple of weeks ago. Pretty sure that I did. But Nikolai von Dellinghausen, I think, is worth a look here at 200-1 also this week. So I will put in a little plug for him as well. But that, I keep the cards light, generally speaking, on the DP World Tour. I highly recommend looking at the guys and listening to the guys at Lost for Words. They do a really good job breaking down the DP World Tour every week. But those are my plays, kind of based on what I've seen recently, the research I've done, and a couple of tips I will just go ahead and be the pass-through for on this particular week. As I mentioned, there is an event on the PGA Tour Champions this week. That event is the Dick's Sporting Goods Open in Endicott, New York. It's the home of the former BC Open that used to be an opposite field event on the PGA Tour back in the day. So my one tip here is Miguel Angel Jimenez at 8-1 really seems to like the venue. And then I think you're probably going to find some people might bet Kevin Sutherland at 20-1 because he broke 60 here. I think it's the only round in PGA Tour Champions history where there's a sub-60 round. And the other name that I wanted to point out here is perhaps Mark Hensby, who has won already this season and I think probably would do pretty well at this golf course. Other than that, I think that's probably enough. Maybe Tim O'Neill, 130-1. He's going to get one of these. I think he's had a really nice season this year and really the last 12, 16 months or so of playing just golf in general have been, I think, pretty good for Tim O'Neill. So 130-1 seems just too much for a guy that I think is playing better than a bunch of the names that are in front of him. If you look at what he's done this year on the PGA Tour Champions, T34 last weekend or last time out in Madison, didn't play well in Iowa. T31 at the senior PGA, T11 at the Tradition, and then T10 at the Mitsubishi Electric Classic. So he's put up some good finishes this year. I think he is got plenty of power and plenty of capability to win on a golf course like this. So I might put in a plug for Tim O'Neill 130-1 this week as your long shot play if you want to play the PGA Tour Champions. Maybe you go get Jimenez at 8-1, hope that pays off, and then go find a bomb. I would recommend Tim O'Neill at that number. All right, that's going to do it for us this week on the press. Thank you so much for your time listening to the show. And again, sorry for last week, but we got a full complement of three shows out this week, and we'll keep doing that moving forward. If you check us out on a podcast platform, let you do that. Please leave us a 5-star review, leave a comment, helps us reach more people. You can get a hold of me, Ryan, at thegolfnewsnet.com. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Ryan Ballingy. Happy to bat around questions and ideas with you, but join Golf News Net for $99 a year. Get access to our short-term model, our full-length model, all the tools that we do every week, all kinds of different picks and information. Happy to have you aboard our community that's growing each and every week at golfnewsnet.com. Thank you again for your time. Checking out our show again this week. We'll see you next week on The Press.